Well, speaking of livestock, as we look over to the livestock side, cattle futures and cattle cash trade, and seeing them trade like we did on a Tuesday, still being talked about on a Thursday.
Oh boy, it's just remarkable. The strong basis, however, I guess a real head scratcher for everyone. You know, Feb futures cannot hold a rally above 166 in the face of a cash market that's been firmly established at 170 to 172, and in some instances even higher than that. So a very curious type market currently taking place.
Talk of the hog futures and seeing maybe a bit of a bulge going out there with the rapid expansion that's going on?
Well, yeah, it is aggressive expansion, and production's on the rise, and market's been down, trying to bottom out on a seasonal play. We're seeing some strength in the bull spreads, which is also telling me that maybe hog futures can bottom out here for a minute. It's hard to get real bullish hogs given the expansion, but at the same time, Your pork ratio versus the beef ratio, I think, is a record. The pork is a bargain, and it is cheap, especially when compared to beef.
What about the weather concerns for our livestock?
Well, it's a concern. It's been a, kind of a rough go for the cattle in the northern belt. Weights are probably coming down and will come down for several weeks, but movement of the hogs has been tougher, but there's not been a lot of icy road conditions, but we certainly would like to see the temperatures warm back up.
Do we anticipate maybe some, now that we're into January, maybe some consumer spending to increase at the meat counter as these prices fluctuate?
I'm not sure if that will be definitely the case or not. Again, if it does, you have to favor pork over beef. Beef prices, retail prices, are record high and extremely expensive.